Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Good afternoon to everyone from around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, I am your host, Matthew Connor, and I am very happy to be with everyone here really on this very beautiful, beautiful and wonderful Tuesday. And ACC News today again brings to you really another very unique and wonderful guest. And again, with really so many different talents. We have with us today Big Leap Coach and Reiki Master, Phyllis Danu, and she is the founder of Journey into Awakening. Now, to everyone tuning in over here, if you have really ever felt stuck in a certain phase of your life, and let's say you really can't find a way to get to that next chapter, get to that next step, get to that next level, and again, you basically feel stuck with no answers. If you feel that you are in this situation or you know anyone else that is, again, please grab a seat, get very comfortable no matter where you are out there. Again, if you're driving, you know, put us on the Bluetooth. If you're riding on the train, really get comfortable because our special guest today, Phyllis Danu, really has a wonderful story and really a lot of important information that may possibly change your life forever. Now, it is now Tuesday, the 17th of September. I would like to remind everyone tuning in today, especially our listeners from overseas that are in different time zones, if you do miss any portion of our segment today or any one of our segments at all, all of our shows are permanently archived on our Blog Talk Radio website. Please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And also, if you're a big part of social media, just about everyone is now these days, and we're also on Facebook, please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. We are also part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media, or again, please visit our website at accglobalmedia.com, and you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, our special guest today, Reiki Master Phyllis Danu, and really from a young age, what Phyllis was really drawn to was really seeking better ways of living. And what she does is really cite her time and really in a catamatic program as really a major influence in her own life. And over the years, Phyllis went through really several relationships and really immersed herself in education about healthy living. Her work in catering allowed her to focus her energy also on nutrition. And what that also did there is give her a great understanding and importance of feeding the body, the mind, and also the soul. And basically, the years went on. Phyllis really continued her work in nutrition. She's practiced yoga, and she's also worked with tarot card readings, dance, Reiki, and eventually really gained certifications in Reiki, coaching, graduating from the Hendrix Leadership and Transformation Program. Really, her credentials are endless, and she's done so many different and wonderful things. And I'm really looking forward to her sharing her story today with the audience. To the audience today, I am very proud to present to you Big Leap Coach and Reiki Master. She is the founder of Journey into Awakening, Miss Phyllis Danu. How are you doing today, Phyllis?
Hi, Matthew. I'm doing well. We have sun, blue sky out the window. It's wonderful.
And I'm very happy to have you on here. And again, we had an opportunity to speak many weeks ago. If you could please share with the audience, who exactly is Phyllis Danu?
Well, you know what? I ask myself that question often. who exactly is Phyllis Danu? And it's one of those questions that has a different answer every time. Today I am a mother of two children. I have a wonderful husband. I'm very busy with a number of businesses and volunteer work. And I love to explore consciousness. I love to play. And today I'm having a new experience of being interviewed on a radio show. So this is where I'm at today. I'm an explorer. I love to journey.
And it's a big reason why you were selected to come onto the show. And everyone that does tune in on a regular basis is well aware that everyone or every guest on our show really has a very wonderful story. Can you please share with the audience your personal story that has led you to where you are here today?
Wow. My personal story. Well, I don't know. We don't have that much time. But no, I'm just seriously. I grew up in Canada, in Northern Ontario, small town that felt big because Thunder Bay is a bigger town amongst a bunch of small towns. I lived in a world where it was very cold all winter and hot in the summer, and so we had to learn to live with extremes. I also grew up in a family that had a real love for each other, but at the same time, you know, families, siblings, there's all kinds of stuff that goes on there that isn't always fun. And, it wasn't unusual. My whole neighborhood, everybody who grew up there, we all had a lot of fun playing. You know, this was in the days when kids would go out in the morning and not come home.
Yes, I remember those
Mom
days.
Was yelling out the door, you know. We played games on the street. And, you know, so that was a lot of fun. And in my high school, I'm a redhead, so I always got teased as I was growing up, and I was kind of on the short side. So there was a lot of stuff about like that in my growing up time, taking on those kind of things that kind of don't make you feel so good. But I decided that after high school and even after college, I graduated from high school. I graduated from the hotel restaurant management program at the college, local college. I really still didn't know what I wanted. It's like, I don't want to grow up. I'm not ready. What's going on? So I found out about this program that Canada offers. It's called Katimovic, and it's a program that's offered to...
Can you repeat that one more time?
The program is called Katimovic. And the word is... it's an Inuit word that means meeting place. And it was a program that was sponsored by the federal government and by some private interests. And it was for youth of Canada between the ages of 17 and 21. I believe now they've extended it to the age of 25. But it was a godsend for me. It took me out of the community that I grew up in and exposed me to different places in Canada. So at the time, the program takes a group of anywhere from 10 to 12 youth in that age range, and you live together in a common house. You learn to live together. You learn to cook for each other. They were really encouraging alternative diets at the time I did it in the 80s. And it was, so that's where I first got interested in whole foods cooking, healthy cooking.
Yes.
Wow, what a concept. And I learned a lot about it. And I also learned about the benefits of volunteer work, working in your community and being of service to people who may not have what you have to offer unless you can volunteer it. And so that was a big thing for me. When I finished that program, I decided to go to university to learn more about health. And and so I made myself go back to high school to get the credits I needed to get into university. That was really fun. Anyway, so I went through that program. I didn't graduate from university because I really found my heart was leading me to more and more alternative ideas, learning more about spirit and heart-centered stuff, and the university really wasn't focused on that. So I kind of traveled around. I moved out to, from Ontario, I moved out to British Columbia, and then I lived with a bunch of different groups that that were, I guess, well, they weren't really like communes, but they were groups of intentional community, people who shared land and cooked together and gave classes and that kind of thing, classes on living on the land and cooking whole foods. And so I learned a lot more about it. Eventually, I ended up living in Ottawa, where I got married and had two children. And during the 27 years of living there, I began, you know, studying the yoga. I did my yoga teacher training. I began to study the Reiki, and I got my Reiki master training. And but also during the time, in order to get money, I guess, I started catering for people. I did small groups. I went on retreats with people. And so I was really learning to cook for groups that had different like needs, like they wanted to be vegan, or they wanted to be raw food, or they wanted no dairy, or they wanted no no wheat, you know, that kind of thing. So it was kind of a crash course of learning and providing food. And my favorite experience was when someone would come to me and say, you know, I'm not vegetarian, but this food was awesome. And, you know, so it was like, oh, good, that's my job, is showing people that you can eat healthy and it doesn't have to taste bad. So that was a lot of fun. And eventually I did the holistic nutrition training and worked in a health food store where I called it working in the trenches, meeting people cold. You know, they'd walk in and say, hey, I can't sleep, or I want to lose weight, or, you know, all the many, many different things that they would come in with. And because of, I really know that because of my experience with the yoga training and the Reiki training and the holistic nutrition training, that all the parts of me were available to listen to these people when they came to me with their issues. I wasn't simply hearing words and saying, okay, here's a pill you can take. I would talk to them about it. And I really appreciate the experiences that I had working in that health food store. And I was there for about 4 years, and at that time my mother passed away, and I was very fascinated at how it shifted something for me. And at the time I was in a relationship with a man who lived in Toronto, which is about 5 hours from where I was living, and we were doing it long distance. And I don't know what changed, but all of a sudden I said, you know, I'm ready to move to Toronto. So that's where I've been now for the last 4 years, and sort of trying to establish myself here. And this brings me up to present moment. And all of those experiences are still informing me all the time. I'm teaching Reiki classes. I have currently have a Reiki master trainee. I have my fall season of Journey to Awakening movement classes are starting tomorrow morning. And tomorrow morning I teach at my my Unitarian congregation. I teach there once a week on Wednesday mornings, and I'm planning to start doing something that would bring me online more. I'm not really doing online classes or anything yet. It's kind of a world that's like, whoa, there's so many aspects to it. but I feel like I could do it. So anyway, I'm open to the next challenge, let's say.
And really, what I would like to know, as far as the clients that you do help, you know, as far as your personal story, how do you feel that it really, you know, aids to the empathy for your client?
Well, you know, I've been there and I've done that. I lived in a world where, you know, girls weren't smart enough, or they had to look a certain way. I lived in Northern Ontario. The most fun you had was to get drunk and fall down. You know, I mean, it was
yeah.
it was a different time. And so I've made a lot of mistakes, but I've grown from them. Once I learned to stop taking myself so seriously, for one thing, and realized that mistakes are only mistakes if you look at them that way. Like, it doesn't mean I was a bad person. So I've learned that anything that I experience is something I can grow from, and I can turn around and say to someone else, hey, you know, I've done that too, and it didn't destroy me. So so that's, I think, my growing up, my life experiences up so far have really prepared me and brought me to a place where I have a lot of compassion for people on this journey of trying to figure out who they are and how to have a fulfilling life.
And your journey has really also made you a stronger person as well, which is really a good thing. You touched on something earlier, yoga, and again, my wife loves to do it very much. How effective is yoga in your healing program?
Well, yoga is, for me, the essence of yoga, I think, is what the word means. The word itself means to connect to yoke yourself to your essence. The practices that I learned and that I offer in my movement classes of breath work, presence, bringing yourself to the present moment, using meditation, visualization, chanting. Those are things that can alter your consciousness if you're, you know, and I use it. I use it all the time. And my kids will tell you, mom, every time something happens, the first thing she says is, take a deep breath. You know, and I do that. And I even remember it for myself a lot of the time, you know, just breathe, you know, bring yourself back to this moment, feel your toes, feel your fingers, so that you're not, your brain can so easily just derail you from any kind of calmness. And so the practices of the yoga teachings, and this isn't just the stretching part, the actual asanas are also, you know, in terms of physical health, are very, very important. But also, I think for me, the breath work is the most important, and it's the one that I use in everything else that I do.
Yes.
Even right now, as I'm talking, I'm breathing.
And there's so many people out there that believe that they are not capable of doing yoga. And again, yoga has become a very big thing within the past few years. Is yoga something like people of all ages can do?
Yes. I teach, the class that I have is mainly women over 40 and of all different stages of physical ability. Some of them are in chairs. So I adapt the class as I go along and I make sure everybody can do something. And, you know, if I often, when I'm teaching a particular posture, for instance, I will describe it. We'll all move into it, into our own ability. And I'll say, so the picture in the yoga book looks like this. And I'll tell them what the person is doing in the yoga book, which isn't something even I can achieve. You know, I'm a little round woman and I don't look like those pictures in the yoga books, but it's not about looking like those pictures. So I think that the with a really good yoga teacher who has awareness of different abilities and who has been trained to offer alternative movements or whatever when you're teaching the yoga practice, anybody can do it. It really, like I said, and I'm going to probably say this more than you want to hear during this interview, it starts with the breathing. But, you know, and any kind of movement, even, you know, some people can't lift their arms up over their head. Well, I invite them to lift their arms as high as they are and then imagine that they're soaring. You know, it's like using our imagination is a big part of it.
And there must be some sort of connection, because I'll be totally honest with you, Phyllis. Everyone that I know that does yoga seem to be living a more calm and let's say more fulfilling life, if you understand what I mean. I'm not sure if it's them really dedicated to someone that they love. I'm really not sure what it is.
Well, you know, depending on the style of yoga, and there's so many out there now, different kinds of yoga, but almost all of them bring you to at least a fundamental awareness of your own body and what it feels like and what it feels like to breathe and to do this particular posture. So I think that helps to enable us to be more calm in our life. If you have a practice that you do, even if it's once a week at your yoga class to start with, where you're guided in the awareness of moving your body with your consciousness, with your breathing, with your thoughts, that is bringing yourself into unison, mind, body, and spirit. This is the source of calm. Our culture tends to run ahead of itself. So much to think about and so much to do, and I've got my shopping list in my head constantly. I forgot to send that email. You're spiraling up into your head and out into the clouds, and then you don't even notice if you're breathing, and then you stub your toe or you get cut off in traffic, or all of these things can happen. But the more you practice the basics of a yoga sadhana, which is a practice, doing the breathing, maybe even a little bit of chanting, this helps you to come home to yourself.
And throughout this interview, you've mentioned things such as, mind, spirit, body. And I know you have a word for it, and you call it synergy. And I believe it's synergy of the mind, body, and spirit. How important is all of this in a person in reaching their full potential?
Well, I can only really speak for myself and for some folks that I've, clients I may have seen that have benefited from understanding synergy. Synergy is when different things come together to weave into one wonderful package. And so when I intentionally weave my mind, which is the intellectual part of me, the part of me that thinks it knows everything, and my body, which is the vehicle that gets me everywhere and eats my food and receives pain and pleasure and all of that, my spirit or my soul, which is the part of me that is everywhere and does know everything, when all of these are woven together, it can only give you more power, empowerment. It empowers you. It empowers me to trust that this decision I'm about to make is the right one, or to trust that when I'm getting a no, it's like, no matter how wonderful this looks, my guidance system is saying, no, not yet, or no, or just plain no. And that was the hardest thing for me to learn, was when I got a really strong yes or no, and it seemed to be counterintuitive to what the world was telling me was true. it took me a number of years to really realize I got to listen to that voice. That voice that is connected to everything kind of has something to tell me. And the more I listen to
so many people don't trust that voice.
No, well, it's not part of our it's part of the imbalance in our culture right now.
Yes.
The intuition, or the feminine intuition, it was called. I watched some old movie the other day and they called it feminine intuition. I had to laugh. It's not just feminine. I mean, everybody can have it. Everyone has it. We just haven't been taught how to use it, because it's not higher math. It's not physics. It's not sports. It's not, It's coming from a different place. It's the heart. It's the part of us that is connected to, the energy of the universe. And modern physics is really showing up and telling us that all the stuff that these sages and rishis and Buddhists have been teaching us for centuries is actually right on when it comes to how the mind and body and energy work together.
And you really explained it a perfect way. Hopefully everyone out there tuning in understands. I want to get to the next topic because, again, you mentioned foods and whole foods. And I know that you do have a special program. If you could please share with the audience your program, Whole Food Fun in the Kitchen.
Oh.
And also if you
could
share with them some of the benefits of the people that do participate in the program.
Right. Well, Whole Foods Fun in the Kitchen is it's a service that I provide. It's where I went when I decided I didn't want to do catering anymore because it's a lot of work catering, a lot of schlepping around, and my kids were getting old and had their own jobs and they couldn't do it for me anymore. But so I decided that I love cooking. I love to play in my kitchen, you know, with ideas of food, and I use recipe books. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But the Whole Foods Fun in the Kitchen is a program for people who know that they need to change their diet, or that, you know, their doctor has recommended that they need to eat less meat or eat more vegetables, and it's just beyond them how to do that because they just haven't. They don't have the experience. They don't have time to go to a cooking class necessarily, you know. So there's a number of different ways that this program unfolds, and one is that you can hire me to come with you shopping and planning meals, and then I come and cook with you in your kitchen, and we make a few things. And as we do it, I try not to overwhelm because seriously, I can get talking about nutrition and stuff, and it's like a task, and then I overwhelm, you know. Wait, I haven't written all this down, you know, so I'm learning. It's a learning process for me, too, how much information to give as I teach the cooking. But we do it in your kitchen with your utensils. And, you know, sometimes I do the shopping for the person, depending on how busy they are. I try to encourage them, too, because, you know, when you want to change your diet, that's the first barrier is walking into that, either the health food store or the store that sells the healthy, you know, the food that you want that you've never purchased before, and how do I do that? So those are the big hurdles. So it's that kind of program. And I also have a program where if you have a group of friends who want to learn, say, to make veggie pate or to make, you know, different dishes, or they just want to have fun.
Yeah.
Learning to cook something together, then we would plan a menu and we would get together at someone's house and do all the cooking together. And again, I offer information about why this food is healthy for you, how best to store it.
So you're really hands-on with the whole kitchen and cooking program.
Oh, yeah. That's the best way. I mean, I have a lot of books on nutrition. I have a lot of books on cooking, and I haven't even read them all. I mean, I see them and go, oh, that looks interesting, you know, and I go through and I think, oh yeah, I do that and I do that. And it's, I think I learn by osmosis, just sometimes having the books near me, I kind of pick up what's in there. At least that's what I tell myself. But the hands-on part, because I didn't learn how to cook that way until I had someone showing it to me.
Yes.
And this is what I, you know, I learned how to cook rice, brown rice, first thing, or rice, cook beans, you know, from scratch, how to cook them so that they don't have so much of that stuff in there that we don't like, the flatulent part. But,
absolutely.
You know, and or what to eat with your vegetarian food so that it is more digestible, you know, that kind of thing. And because I am a registered holistic nutritionist, I will occasionally, if someone really wants, do a profile with them, like sit down and do a symptomatology. It's not my favorite part because people get overwhelmed with all the information, and then it feels like, oh, no, now I have to do all this. It's just easier to find out what you need, perhaps from your own doctor or from maybe you've seen another nutritionist or healthcare practitioner who makes recommendations, but they don't have time to come and teach you how to do it. Well, that's where I come in.
Okay.
And again,
time, I'm sorry, is actually moving so quickly. We're almost out of time. If you could very quickly share with the audience, where can they go to find out more information about your work or sign up for one of your programs today?
Right. Well, I have a website, phyllisdanu.com. And if you go on the, when you first go to the website, there's this little window that pops up that asks you to join my tribe, and you'll get something. And that puts you on my email list, on my, so that when I send out emails about programs that are running, or whatever I send out emails about, newsletter contains very variety of things. Haven't done it for a while because I've, anyway, but again, here I am moving on to being more visible on the online world. So I'm in preparation for this for sure. But definitely information. I also have the Facebook page, Phyllis Danu Facebook page, and I make announcements on there. But primarily it's, or you can just email me directly.
Address?
It's the, on my Facebook page is simply Phyllis Danu. It might be at Journey to Awakening as well. That might be what it would say there. Journey to Awakening. So that's what I call my movement class. And
okay.
It comes up. And there's my email address, info@phyllisdanu.com. Just email me directly. And I think my phone number is on there. You can text me or call me. I'm pretty available. I work from home mostly, although my classes that I teach are not in my home, but I have another business with my husband, and so I'm around a lot, and I work from here, or I have my cell phone with me.
And to everyone out there tuning in, again, if you're struggling with everything, anything from life to nutrition, this is what Phyllis Danu does. This is what she's an expert at. She can help you get through this time. She can help you reach that right level of nutrition. And again, it's really the first step is just reaching out to her and asking for help. And we're just about out of time today. The time actually went by very quickly. To everyone tuning in, again, please visit us at accglobalmedia.com or visit any one of our social media sites, facebook.com/accglobalmedia or twitter.com/accglobalmedia for all future show dates and times. I thank you all out there for joining us today. I look forward to having you back with us for the next segments. And I thank our special guest for joining us today, Phyllis Danu. Thanks a lot for joining us, Phyllis. It was an honor speaking to you.
Oh, thank you. This was wonderful.
You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.